Welcome to Legislative Report with your Representative-elect, Tom Mahaffey, of the 106th Legislative District in Dauphin County. Representative-elect Mahaffey, welcome to this first report to your constituents.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
As a new member of the Pennsylvania House, can you tell us a little bit about your background and what brings you to this new position as state representative?
Well, I'm a businessman. I've been in my own business for 24 years. I've really enjoyed it. It's a retail business, so customer service is part of what we do and pretty much everything we do. And when I got into local politics about 8 years ago, I felt it was the same thing. And we have about 8,500 residents in Lower Swatara Township where I'm a commissioner, and I really enjoyed it. And when the opportunity came, when John Payne retired, I thought I'd like to take it to the next step and help at that level. And there's a lot going on here at the state, and I thought that what I know in politics and business would help secure and do better things for Pennsylvania.
And of course, all new legislators bring new insights on state government and priorities with them to Harrisburg. What are some of the challenges that you expect to be looking at just in terms of the legislative agenda as we go into a new year here?
Well, I think everybody knows the budget's number one. With what's going on in the last couple of years, it's been extremely difficult to find the money to pass our budget and where we're going to go, what we're going to do. And when you're out in the trail and you're reaching out to your constituents and running for this position, you really feel for the people, and it's hard on them. So taxes is a tough situation. The pension is another thing that's extremely tough. Right here where our district is, there's a lot of retired state workers and county workers and others that rely on their pension, so you got to be very careful what's going to happen there to them. And if you're going to change things, it better make sense. You can't rip it away from those that have earned that pension over the years. So there's a lot going on, but really my main concern is constituent services. I want to continue that and do what we've been doing. I kept the staff where John was located, the office and the staff, on 250 West Chocolate Avenue where our district office is. So that's been great. The transition's been wonderful. And, you know, we always have to practice on jobs. Hopefully we can keep our jobs and create more jobs.
And as we go into your first year as a state representative, do you have any special outreach efforts planned for your district?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because we do. We're scheduling an open house here in the end of winter. Hopefully the weather cooperates with us so we don't get any bad weather. And then we have our three main events that John has always done, and we're going to continue that and maybe grow, but we're going to hold those for sure. The Veterans Breakfast, which is number one. That happens sometime in November. We're going to do a senior expo that he's done for years. That'll probably be right around the spring. And then we also have a concealed permit class that we like to do. So we're going to continue with those outreach programs.
And since many people are using the internet and social media platforms these days as their primary means of communications, where can people find you on the web?
They can reach me online at repmahaffey.com and also on Facebook at facebook.com/repmahaffey. And then, of course, you're always open to stop in at the district office or state office, and my phone's always on. The number there is 534-1323 for the district office, 717 area code.
Representative-elect Mahaffey, thanks for this first report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with Representative-elect Tom Mahaffey.